Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Dave Moore
on Today FM, as seen on your screen
with CarZone.ie. Selling your car privately is simple and secure.
Maria's seen lots of things and lots of different shaped screens, so we'll start off and give her the floor and let her just tell us everything she has seen. What is it, Maria?
I have two things to tell you today.
What do you
mean? First thing is, because Alan Carr has been on the
Celebrity Traitors,
right?
Yes.
I haven't seen any of it. It just ran away with me, so I haven't seen any of it. So I can't give you any spoilers,
because
I don't know.
Do you think you'll go back to it?
I'd love to, yeah.
Will there be a window in your televisual life that you'll go, oh, sure, I'll do now, I'll watch?
Yeah, well, I've just finished Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, so there's a gap. There is a gap.
And the fact that you haven't heard anything means it's not everywhere. Obviously, people are being nice about the spoiler things, which is good, so keep it
definitely,
up, everybody.
Yeah, definitely nicer than the Irish one. It was very hard to
avoid spoilers that way. Yeah, gotcha.
Because he's been so class on it, apparently BBC have come to him and said, will you do a talk show for us?
Oh, because he had a talk show.
So he had Chatty Man on Channel 4.
Yes.
And now everyone is saying, well, isn't that what happened to Graham Norton?
That he was on Channel 4.
He was on Channel 4, and then BBC approached him and were like, we want you with us.
Oh, interesting.
And off he went. So that's what they think is going to happen, but it's off the back of how funny he is on Celebrity Traitors.
And would it be one of those kind of English style things or American style things, in the sense that the English style thing is Graham Norton Friday night, Chatty Man Saturday night? American is Graham Norton Friday at 9, Chatty Man at 11. You know the way they do those kind of late show and the late late show?
I don't know because what was, no, Jonathan Ross has always been
Saturday
ITV,
nights, ITV,
hasn't
he?
Yeah, ITV.
Yeah, I think so.
No, I don't know. I've no idea. Apparently, it's really early days.
Inverted commas, he's still in the Traitors, as in like the Traitors.
Well, we know.
But I mean, what I mean is, the Traitors is still ongoing in terms of broadcast. I know, obviously, they shot it probably months ago, or whatever.
Yeah.
But the public's reaction to him must be what
has been very good,
fueling this.
Yeah. So they're in big money talks, apparently.
I see.
I think he has a lot. He's a lot of celebrity friends.
Yeah, and he's just got
a lot of big fans. Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? That's what you want. That's why Graham Norton's so brilliant, because he brings his own personality to it.
Yeah.
But not overbearing in terms of making it all about him. He just brings his own personality to it. So,
yeah.
I think Alan would do well.
And I only watched the interview with him and the Inbetweeners that we talked about last week.
Oh, yes.
I only watched that, and he's class.
Yeah.
He's class to watch.
I like him.
Watch that space. The second thing I have to talk to you about is, so you know in our house, like one of the things that you just put on to put something on telly is The Chase.
Gotcha. Tipping point in our house, Chase in yours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And The Chase also has Beat the Chasers. So that's where, instead of one chaser coming out beating a team of contestants, it's flipped and it's one contestant comes out and tries to beat the team of the chasers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So they need to have all of the chasers there.
Oh, right, okay. The full to do it.
And then, like, they do the cash builder with the contestant, and then each chaser adds on, like, they'll say, I'll give you an offer if I can join the lineup of chasers you're going to beat.
Gotcha.
I'll give you this amount of money and we'll play in this amount of seconds, whatever.
Right.
I've made a dog's arse of trying to explain that. Anyway,
as someone who doesn't watch the show, I kind of get it.
Okay,
so
you've done
okay.
Beat the Chasers. Dara the Menace.
Ennis, a great Irish man, yeah.
Yeah. He couldn't be at the season finale, which aired last night.
Was he crying because he's a Liverpool fan? Oh no, it was aired last night after the game. He was probably shot already.
Yeah, it was. So last week when it was on, not last night, but Sunday of last week it was on, and at the end of it they revealed that they were bringing out a new chaser to sit in Dara's seat.
Oh, exciting.
And that chaser was called the Maverick, and he had a mask on, a black and red mask with all question marks. He looked like the Riddler, question marks all over it, and everyone was trying to guess who it was, and they all came online, the internet came to the conclusion that it was Jasper Carrot.
Okay, so 80s, big comedian in the 80s, Jasper Carrot.
But has done quiz shows like Golden Balls.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
And he's been on different quiz shows and has a hand in a couple of different, like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire and all that.
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
So they were all guessing that it was him, right?
Yeah.
So then last night came along and the season finale aired. And the Maverick stayed dressed as the Maverick for the whole episode.
With the mask and everything?
Mask, voice changer, everything.
Right.
And then, at the end, they did a reveal.
Maverick, reveal yourself. You got all the ones about the rocks because you're a geologist.
Yeah.
He's a geologist.
Yeah.
He's an actually qualified geologist. Ah!
Can I just say, Ben, it's been a real honour just sitting up here with the gang. They're so fast.
Joe Pasquale, I remember him. He was also, was he 80s and 90s as well?
Comedian, stand-up comedian, yeah. But he actually won I'm a Celebrity Get Me Out of Here in 2004.
Okay, wow.
He's the king of the jungle, yeah.
Fair play to him. So he was Maverick. So will he now be just standing in whenever someone's not?
I'd imagine he's the subs bench because Dara is back now for the new season whenever that starts.
Gotcha.
It was just that specific one episode that he couldn't be there for. But you need them all for Beat the Chasers.
Okay, the Maverick. Brilliant. Yeah. Joe Pasquale, right. Thank you, Maria. That's brilliant.
Dave Moore
on Today FM.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.